हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। देर वॉज यू ऑल नो युधिष्ठिर महाराज, राइट? युधिष्ठिर महाराज इज कॉल्ड अजात शत्रु, मीन्स हरि बोल, युधिष्ठिर इज कॉल्ड अजात शत्रु, मीन्स ही हैज नो एनिमीज, देर इज ही हैज नो एनिमीज एट ऑल युधिष्ठिर महाराज। नाउ युधिष्ठिर महाराज, दे ऑल द पांड ही दे अलॉन्ग विद द पांडवाज अलॉन्ग विद कृष्णा, दे ऑल डिसाइडेड टू यू डू अ बिग यज्ञ कॉल्ड राजसूय यज्ञ। What yajna?
Rajasuya yajna.
Yeah. So big yajna was going to be done. So for that you need lot of money, isn't it? So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he sent his brothers to bring money from different directions. He sent Bhima in one direction, Arjuna in one direction. And all of them, they fought. What they will do is, they will fight with the king. And if that king is destroyed, if that king loses, then they'll give some money. Or like that, it depends. That way. Basically, he had sent his brothers to bring money. So Arjuna, he won lot of money while defeating many kings in war. Means they have a fight, in that they defeat the kings. That is why Arjuna came to be known as Dhananjaya. Why? Because he is the winner of wealth. He won over so many kings, and he got the wealth back. And then Bhima and all, they all got money. And then they all got together. They were going to do this big Rajasuya sacrifice. So for that, how many people came? Yudhishthir Maharaj invited many people, many devotees, many kings. So I'll just tell you who all came. He had invited Krishna Dwaipana Vyasadeva, Bharadwaja, Sumantu, Gautama, Asita, Vasishta, Chavana, Kanva, Maitreya, Kavasha, Trita, Vishwamitra, Vamadeva, Sumati, Jaimini, Kratu, Paila, Parashara, Garga, Vaishampayana, Atharva, Kashyapa, Daumya, Parashurama, Shukracharya, Asuri, Vithihotra, Madhuchanda, Virasena and Akratavrana. These are some of the great sages. Then who all invited? He invited the demigods. The demigods like Lord Brahma, Shiva, Indra, they all came. And demigods from the higher planetary systems also came. Then even from people from Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, Jana Loka, Tapa Loka, Naga Loka, Yaksha Loka, Rakshasa Loka, Pakshi Loka, Charna Loka, and even many famous kings and queens. So many people were invited for the Rajasuya Yajna. And then different people were given different services. Like Bhima Sena was taking care of the kitchen. Nakula was taking kitchen department.
What did everyone want?
One service for one person. Arjuna was taking care of the elderly people. Nakula was doing something. Sahadeva was doing something. Karna was given, because Karna is a great in charity. So he was taking care of that. Then Duryodhana was given a department to take care of. Like that, everyone, each and every one. Draupadi was taking care of her department. So much services are there. No? So many people are coming in. So many services. So everyone got one department to take care of. And even Krishna took care of one department. And what was that department? Whoever came to the Rajasuya Yajna, he washed everyone's feet. Understood? Krishna, so many people came, isn't it? So many sages, so many kings, so many demigods, so many people. Of everyone's, Krishna washed their feet. He took the water, he sprinkled on his head. Krishna did. This shows the quality of his gentleness, gentle behavior of Krishna. This way, Krishna, and it is also said that at the chappal stand also Krishna was standing. He took all everyone's footwear and he kept it neatly. This is how Krishna served for this Rajasuya Yajna. Everyone took one department. Krishna took this department. He took the care of the slippers and he washed the feet of every guest. Whoever came, every guest, he washed the feet with water and with all the very nicely. He didn't do like this. Oh, your feet. He did it very nicely and he sprinkled the water. This way King Krishna did his department. And all the utensils were made of gold. This was like, you know, even Varuna, he performed once a sacrifice. For that, everything was made of gold. The same way, all the utensils, everything, whatever was there, everything was made of gold. And then, in the Rajasuya Yajna, Now, after all this, everyone was settled. The first thing starts with something called Agra Puja. And that Agra Puja is done to a person who is very supreme, who is very superior to everyone. Supreme, who is the topmost. So then they were deciding now, so many people have come, so many kings, so many demigods, so many sages. So they were deciding that who should be done, for whom the Agra Puja should be done, the first worship. So Sahadev, the one of the Pandavas, he got up and he started saying, there is no doubt Krishna is the most supreme person. And he started glorifying, he told so many glories. It's written in the pages of Bhagavatam, so many glories about Krishna. Krishna is like this, Krishna is like that, that is. So many things he told about Krishna. And he said, only Krishna is the person whose Agra Puja should be done. Means the first person who should be worshipped before the Rajasuya Yajna. So everyone started applauding. Yes, 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 Krishna is to be worshipped. Are you able to understand what I am saying?
Yes.
That Krishna should be offered the first worship. So then they all decided and everyone was happy. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was very happy. And because he was the one who was going to perform the Agra Puja. So he went and he made Krishna sit in an asana. It is in a place. Asana means a place to sit. And then he washed the lotus feet of Krishna with all the paraphernalia. Very nicely washed Krishna's lotus feet. And then he took that water, he sprinkled on his head, he sprinkled that water on everyone's, on all his family members, on everyone. Because that water is so spiritual, it is so auspicious. So he sprinkled on everyone's head. And then he offered Krishna with lots of gifts. Lots of yellow garments which Krishna wears, lots of jewelry, lots of gifts for Krishna. Yudhishthira Maharaj was very happy to do this for Krishna. And while Yudhishthira Maharaj was washing the feet of Krishna, he had tears in his eyes. He had so much tears in his eyes, he could not see Krishna. Because he was serving Krishna. So then he was washing the lotus feet of Krishna, he sprinkled the water on everyone. And then all the Agra Puja was done, then everyone was settled. But there was one person who was jealous. And that was, can anyone guess? Shishupal. Now, this Shishupal, let me tell you a little bit background about him. Some of you may be knowing, but let us know. Once in Vaikuntha, four Kumaras. There are four Kumaras. That is, they are very small boys. But actually they are very great sages. But they look like small boys and they wear very little clothes on their body. Almost naked they are, but they are sages. Means they are completely thinking only about the God. They don't think anything else. No games, no TV, nothing. Only Krishna. So they all went to Vaikuntha. They wanted to see Vishnu. So they all went to Vaikuntha. So in Vaikuntha there are two doorkeepers. Okay? Jai and Vijay. So those two doorkeepers, they told the Kumaras, hey, you boys, what are you going inside? So then, we want to see Vishnu. You cannot see Vishnu now, Vishnu is very busy. So then, those four boys, they insisted, no, we want to see the Lord. So then, this Jay and Vijay, they said, no, you cannot go. We are there, you cannot go. They guarded the gates. So then, the four Kumaras, they cursed Jay and Vijay. Because you stopped us from seeing Vishnu, so you will be born in the earth. You will have to come down to earth from Vaikuntha. Earth is so miserable place, no? So hot it is, so cold it is. All this, so miserable it is. So Vaikuntha is so peaceful. But you will have to go to earth for 7 lifetimes. Or as devotees, or you will have to take birth as 3 times as demons. Now Jai Vijay, they begged for forgiveness to the Kumaras and then they said, in the meantime Lord Vishnu came out. He came out and just by smelling the tulasi leaf offered at the lotus feet of Vishnu, the Kumaras felt so happy that the devotion in their hearts arose. I mean, they liked it so much, the smell of the tulasi leaves. And then this Kumaras, they offered obeisances to Lord Vishnu. Then the Jai and Vijay, they said, please forgive us. And they were offered either 7 lifetimes as devotees or 3 lifetimes as demons. So they chose to become demons. Why? Because they didn't want to be separated from the Lord. 7 lifetimes or 3 lifetimes means they'll have to be in the earth. they'll be away from Vishnu, isn't it? So they said it's okay, we'll be demons. So they were ready to come as demons. So first lifetime they came as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Second lifetime they came as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And third lifetime they came as Shishupal and Dantavakra. So this Shishupal, he was actually the cousin brother of Krishna. Like how, yeah, he was the cousin brother of Krishna. He was the son, yes, he was the cousin brother of Krishna. He was born of Krishna's auntie. That is, Shishupal's parents were Dhamagosha and Shrutashrava. They were the parents of Shishupal. So, from the moment he was born as a child itself, the moment he took birth, he was blaspheming Krishna. That is, he was insulting Krishna from the time he took birth. Right from the first word that came out from Shishupal's mouth was blaspheming for Krishna, insulting Krishna. From that day onwards, every moment, every time he was insulting Krishna. That was his only job. He didn't do anything other than that. So this Shishupal now, he got up and he said, he started full pages of Bhagavatam, is giving so many paragraphs of his insults. He started insulting Krishna. And many people got angry in the Sabha, or so many devotees were sitting. Everyone got, they can't see, devotees cannot hear bad names about Krishna. So they started this thing. Some people got up and they went away from the arena. Some people were getting angry. So now Shishupal continued for such a long time that some kings, they really got angry. They removed their swords. They all came to kill Shishupal. At that time, Krishna, he removed his Sudarshan Chakra, and with that Sudarshan Chakra, he left it and that cut the head of Shishupal. So this way, Shishupal was killed. But the light from Shishupal's body, it went and it joined Krishna. He got mukti. See, Krishna gives mukti to his to the demons. Okay, so that is different. But devotees, they don't want mukti. Devotees, even if mukti comes, they don't want mukti. So this Shishupal, he was killed. Now why Krishna killed Shishupal? Because the Rajasuya Yajna was going to be held. If fight occurs, all bloodshed will be there, and that area which was purified by Krishna, purified, that all will become impure because of the killings. That is why Krishna killed Shishupal, and then the Rajasuya Yajna continued, and it was performed very nicely. This is how the Rajasuya sacrifice was done. So this way, this shows the quality of gentle behavior of Krishna. Understood? So Shri Krishna Bhagwan ki?
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai.